The area was dark and damp, but it was also a lot more roomy than I'd expected. I reached out to feel the area and wasn't all that happy with what I was sensing. Werewolves. Lots of them. If my radar was right, there was about 15, in fact, including the guy who'd let us down here. He'd be the first to die.
"Welcome, Mr. Dex," said Mr. Werewolf as he stepped out into the light.
I held my trigger finger back.
"I have to say, I didn't expect you to actually follow me into the null zone, but I'm kind of glad you did."
"Where is Rachel?" was all I cared to say in response.
"Not here,"
he answered with a teasing grin. "But it won't matter anyway to you, unless you get past us, of course." I frowned at him.
"Okay, call me dumb."
"All right," he said quickly.
"Is this some kind of game to you?"
"Most certainly," Werewolf Boy said, nodding. "We call it the challenge game. It helps us to know who is truly at the top of the heap. And you're the perfect candidate for helping us with this because we all know what you are, Mr. Dex."
"Yeah, and what's that exactly?" He tilted his head.
"An amalgamite, of course. We also know that you're one of a kind. That means that we, as werewolves, wish to test our mettle against you."
He then looked at Harvey and Leland.
"Your friends can play too, of course, but they're not really going to be much trouble. We'll dispose of them quickly."
He then studied Harvey again.
"All right, he may be a bit of a struggle, I'll admit. But your James Bond lookalike should have informed his next of kin before entering the area."
I ignored that. "And what if I refuse to participate in your challenge game?"
"Well, then you'll die, and so will Officer Kress."
Right. So I had to allow a bunch of werewolves to test themselves against me in order to get to Rachel. I didn't know if any of them had any expectations about me dropping Boomy and doing this hand-to-hand, but that wasn't going to happen. "All right, so we start killing everyone in here," I said, letting my senses flow.
"Is that right?"
"If you can, Mr. Dex," he replied smugly.
"If you can."
That's all he got out before Boomy ended his thought process. An instant later, there were wolves jumping at us from all angles. I'd taken down three of them as fast as they appeared, but the rest were coming in quicker than I could manage. At this rate, Boomy would become nothing more than a club. Harvey had morphed partially into werebear mode, which looked truly ridiculous since his Holmes outfit was still on his person. My guess was that his precious new clothing wasn't magically protected from shredding. He must have either known this or was worried about it because he should have completed the switchover by now. I rolled back as a werewolf launched at me, aiming for where I'd been a moment before. A round from Boomy squelched his menacing thoughts, but another wolf was already on my leg, working to tear into my flesh. Fortunately, I was not that easy to rip apart. It still hurt like hell to be bitten, sure, but it wasn't like the doggy was going to do too much damage. This became even more true as I pressed Boomy against his head and yelled, "Quit biting me, you fucker!" and pulled the trigger. Harvey roared and threw two wolves with such force that they thudded against a wall and slid down with lifeless eyes. Trails of blood smeared the concrete behind them. Leland was also holding his own, and he was true to his word. The man could shoot. I'd always prided myself on being quite the marksman, but this guy was in a class all by himself. He was firing that PPK as if it were an extension of his person. Honestly, it was mesmerizing to watch, which was a problem because another werewolf slammed into my side and did its best to bite my head off. If you've ever smelled the breath of an aging chihuahua, take that and multiply it by 10. Then, get that stench slobbered into your hair and your $5,000 suit. Finally, let those stinky teeth fight to prick your skin. Now, how do you think that would make you feel? Well, it pissed me off. "Son of a bitch!" I yelled as I pried the nasty jaws from my head. "Gingivitis much?" I added while angrily shoving Boomy into the beast's mouth and pulling the trigger. That wasn't the best idea I'd ever had, seeing that I was covered in his nastiness within seconds.
"Ah!"
I looked back to see that Leland was grappling with another one of the wolves, and he wasn't very good at it either. In fact, I would go as far as to say that Leland didn't know how to fight at all. Mostly, he just lay on his back, slamming his fists against the creature's head as if he were playing the bongos. It was so bad that the werewolf started laughing,